Everyone, this is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also freely available wherever you get your podcasts. Today, as always, I have the pleasure and thrill to meet with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story with us. So I'd like to say hello to Devin. Hey, how are you today, Devin?
Hi, Pam. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Definitely acknowledging the change in the weather and the fall weather that is here. So it's crispy and cool out today.
You and I both, it's been hitting me hard this year. I'm feeling it.
Well, I'm so delighted that you're a guest on the show with us today. So to get us started, could you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, where you're from, what keeps you busy?
Sure. I would like to say thank you for having me first. It's an honor, and I couldn't be more excited or happy that you asked me to do this. My name is Devin Stelwick. I'm from Philadelphia, PA. I am a nanny slash house manager for a family in the area. I've been doing that and working in the childcare industry for a long time, for about 12 years now. So that's what I do on my day to day for my occupation.
Okay. How did you get involved in that? That's interesting career choice. I haven't heard from many people that are a nanny.
Yeah. Well, I actually went to school to be an early childhood education teacher. And then I went to work in a preschool because I love infants and toddlers. That's just, I've always loved kids, always. It wasn't even a question that I would work with kids in some way. So after working in a preschool, I got recruited, if you will, to be a nanny. And it's just the greatest job ever. I love the freedom you have of heading to the park, and it's a more personable experience. It's great. You travel, you get treated like you're part of the family. It's just a really great experience. And I think that I can't imagine doing anything else, honestly, at this point.
So you live with the family?
No, I don't. Every family that I have worked for has asked me to, and at one point, and I always say, no, thank you. I have a hard time. I like to leave work and relax.
Right. Have some separation between business and personal.
I have a hard time doing that. Even when I'm off of the clock, I'm still working if I'm at the person's house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah.
Right. How many children are in the family?
Well, I actually just started this new job. It's more of a house manager role now. The kids are 11 and 12. So I'm essentially the parent's personal assistant, if you will. I do the grocery shopping. I manage, the contractors in and out of the house. And then I'll take the kids to after school activities. So this is a new role that I've just started, but my previous family I was with was for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I just went to see them on Friday. They're just so amazing. This is a new role. I'm still adjusting. so we'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, 11 and 12 years old. So those are, they're not infants and toddlers. So, how does your stuttering come into play? Like, do they know you stutter?
So, yeah, that's actually a great question. During my interview, which was actually the day after I got home from the NSA conference,
Oh.
I went in there and at the interview, and I was talking to the mom, and I was speaking fluently. Like I could have walked out of there and them not know that I had a stutter. And I was like, I am not about to take everything that I just learned from this past week and throw that out the window. And I said, I forget what she had said, but what the question was. And I was like, actually, I just got that back from the NSA conference in Florida. And she's like, oh, what's that? And I told her, I said, I stutter. I was like, you probably couldn't tell in this interview, but I stutter, and I'm working on owning it. I'm working on being unashamed about it. And so I just wanted to be transparent with you and let you know that I have a stutter. And that and she went, oh, okay. And that was it. And then I was hired on
Okay.
the spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. I was like, I am not about to let everything that I just, learned. Like I was like, I'm proud of this. Like I'm gonna be confident and own it because I feel like that is a new thing that has just kind of come into my life in the last year or so. It just being is just owning it and not being so ashamed. And so I definitely, so that's how I got the job is I just yeah, I was transparent and I disclosed and yeah.
So do you think that because you did it like that, that you owned it and you were very upfront? Like, do you think that that kind of gives you permission to like stutter freely while you're at work and with this family?
Yes, I do. And the honest truth is that I feel like once I disclose, I stutter a little bit less. Like it's like the pressure's off, the feeling of like hiding or just the pressure's off for me personally. I'm not sure if that's like how it is with everyone else, but as soon as I disclose to people, I realize I stutter less. And that's not why I do it, right? Like it's like, but it is an interesting kind of thing that happens with me. And so that's been interesting. And I do feel comfortable stuttering with them. And I feel like that's a new thing for me. In all of my previous jobs, in the job that I had told you about that I was at for 6 years. Didn't speak about it one time. Not one time. And I used to stutter. Like I used to stutter with them, but it wasn't ever talked about. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed, It was a whole different ball. And I worked there for 6 years. Like they definitely knew that I stuttered, right? So it's like interesting to go into interviews now, because I went in for a few other interviews and I was like, I am disclosing this time because I don't want that to happen again. I refuse to live like that for in another 6 years at a job, right? Like, so I just started interviewing and I interviewed a lot with a lot of families, and every time I disclosed, even if I felt uncomfortable, even if I didn't to think that I would take the job, I still pushed myself to do that. And every time I felt more and more powerful. I felt like more like I felt like, wait, like this is a really cool feeling. Like I should be doing this at every interview. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, so as soon as you kind of start and take that leap, because it's uncomfortable, right? Like to be in an interview making eye contact and being like, actually, hold up, I'm gonna, you know, like it can be scary. But as soon as you take that leap and say it, it's like the most exhilarating feeling, or I mean, to me at least. And so after that, I'm like, this is, I won't ever go back to not disclosing it in an interview, like ever. Like it's just, it isn't even on the table anymore. You know what I mean? Like, and also I wouldn't want to work for a person who weren't, who would be, you know, having a negative response to that anyway, you know. But it turns out I didn't have one negative response. Usually everyone's like, okay, cool. Anyway, you
Moving
know,
on.
yeah, so cool. That's really great. I'm really proud of you. Like, that's really cool of you to, you know, own it. So anyway, you know, and I'm like, oh. So
Wow.
yeah, so that's been a really big game changer, for me at least. So yeah, that's been a cool experience that I've definitely started in the last few months. You know, I didn't used to do that. So
Now, did you learn some of that from what you experienced at your very first NSA conference?
100%. I didn't. I was a covert. And I use that with quotation marks. A covert stutterer for most of my life. I didn't speak about it with friends or anybody really. If anything, I would cry to my parents. But in reality, they didn't really understand, and they would cry with me too. And but I didn't have a support system at all, even a little bit. I was just a very isolating thing that I was going through. I didn't realize there was a community. I didn't realize, oh, I wasn't prepared or emotionally mature enough, I guess, right, to seek out this community. And then during COVID, when you're alone with all your thoughts in your room, right? I went online on Reddit on this stutter thread, and I made a post about, and I saw all these people posting. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like other people like can't say their name. I was like, wait, hold up. Like, and then I made a post, just like a little, it was an anonymous post, right? About myself and how I feel hopeless, and I feel like how I can't say, how I feel like me being unable to say my name is holding me back in life. And like 20 people answered and were like, me too, like you're not alone. It was like a light bulb in my head went off, right? It was like a gate, like that was a world rocking experience for me at least. I was like, holy, you know what? I was like, this is a whole new world. And I didn't realize how much I needed to hear me too, or like, I understand. Like, yeah, like I get it. I didn't realize how much I needed that. So that made me go on Google and reach out to a speech therapist from Philadelphia who was very much, a majority of the time was like emotional, just me crying to him, and him also being a person who stutters, him understanding, and just it was a lot of that. And he was actually who told he was the one who told me about the NSA conference
Oh, good.
and was like, you would really do well there. And like after seeing him for 2 years only via Zoom, I still hadn't ever met a person that I know of who stuttered also. So, and then after about 2 years of speaking to him like via Zoom, he's like, I think you're prepared for this. Like, I think that you would do great here. You should go. And he was like, and it's a fun time. Like, he was like, imagine just being around a group of people and the pressure is off. Like, you can just speak freely and you can be comfortable with it, right? So I went and I just did it, and it was one of the most scariest experiences ever to go anywhere. I don't think I've ever traveled alone before in general,
Oh, wow.
let alone to a place where I people stuttered like me. But keep in mind, I had never met anyone in person who also stuttered, right? I walk in a room and everyone's stuttering, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, whoa. It was like really a lot at first. And then I met the most amazing people. And through them, like through these people that I met and these friends that I met so many people who, like, when we were out to eat on the first night, this amazing girl that I met, the waiter went up to us and she was like, hi, we're here for the NSA conference because we all stutter. So, and he was like, okay. And I was looking at her and I was like, how cool is that? I was like, that is like the coolest thing ever. Like, what? And then, like, I just kept seeing that over and over again, like people owning it and being like, we stutter, hey, and like just out in like public areas, like doing that. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, that is so cool. You know what I mean? And that's where I really learned to do that, or I felt comfortable doing that. Because every other time it was when I was on the telephone and it wasn't ever in person. So that's where I learned that from. And I saw it in action. And I was like, this is really cool. I was like he's owning it, she's owning it, and like it's really it like the people around me, my friends who I met there is who inspired me to do that and to be like that. So that's where like it really, I was like, okay, this is it. Like, this is the answer. Like, I gotta start doing this, you know?
So why do you suppose they did that at the restaurant, just like told the waiters, we're from the NSA and we stutter?
He's just that cool. I don't know. It's just, I was like, you were the coolest person I ever met. No, but it was like, I met these two girls there. I met a lot of people there, but these two girls that we instantly like just clicked, and we still talk like all the time. But yeah, these two girls that I know is just like, they're so like, they're like, they don't care. Like, they don't care what other people, like, they're confident in this and they will say it, and then they'll keep it moving. Like, it's not like a big like thing to them. I mean, it is, you know, but it's not like, it was just like a confidence thing and a disclosing thing and an owning it thing that was really cool to me. And I was like, that is really inspiring. And I want to be like that. Like, I want to be confident. I want to own it like that too. Like, it was really just, I guess I learned it through experience. I learned it through seeing others around me doing it and being like, I want to do that. Like, that's really neat. You know what I mean?
So I wonder if they did that in part to just kind of like put it out there so the wait staff wouldn't be like, like questioning, like if one of the customers stuttered, like
Right.
if they were already told we're from the NSA and we stutter, then it wouldn't be an issue, you know?
Right. And it was that too, I'm sure, you know. Like at certain points on the at the conference when we were out to eat, we were like, how confused do you think that these waiters are? Like the whole table, you know what I mean? Like, it was like kind of like we would like joke around about it. We were like, how confused do you think they are? Like that, like the whole table stutters. Like, so it's just easier to be like, hey, listen, we all are from the NSA conference. We all stutter and we're gonna order now. And it's like, okay. And you know what I mean? Just a heads up, because like if not, it would probably be stranger to have a group of 10 people just
Right.
so like, you know, it was just easier to be transparent and to, hey, a little heads up here, you know. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do. And then I would have been very impressed too had I been, with that party, had, somebody just like comfortably announced that, like, hey, here's who we are, and we're here to spend our money in your restaurant. So, like, be nice to us.
It was happening the whole time. We were at like out for drinks and like we were at a table and like our and there was a waitress. We were all ordering and we like told her like it's just like I feel like it's also just like a freeing experience and it's also probably more comforting when you're with a group of people that like understand and you know, like we're stronger together type thing. But yeah, it was like happening like the whole trip. We were like just telling everybody, like all the waitresses, all everyone. Yeah, it was really cool. It was like stronger to get together mentality, I guess, you know.
So doing that, I'm assuming that you didn't have any negative reactions from any of those waiters or the wait staff, because how could they? I mean, you were all like,
Not like not one. But yeah, we didn't have any negative experience at all.
That's
And that
wonderful.
just really goes to show, you know what I mean? Like it's a lot of the I know personally with me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're going to this, they're going to do that, they're going to think this. And it's like all of those thoughts, majority of the time, aren't even real, aren't even true. You know what I mean?
Which, filters back to us on an individual basis, right? Like, I used to spend so much time obsessing about what I thought other people thought, it would, to the point where, like, I couldn't have a clear conversation with people because I wasn't listening to what they were saying. I was obsessing about what I was going to say next and hope that it would be fluent. And, oh my God, what must they be thinking of me, right? And,
Right.
so like seeing other people in action do those things that immediately alleviate all that, stress, to me anyway, that was just like a game changer. And I see you nodding your head, so you
Yes.
relate with that, right?
100%. I really do. I like everything you said. Yep. I used to be half in a conversation at all times. I was always thinking about what I'm going to say next or what would happen, this and that. And then just seeing others. Yeah, I totally like, I get it. Trust me. I get it all.
Yes. So that was a clear takeaway from the conference. Was there anything else that you learned from the conference that you felt was like so significant that, like that was new to you or surprising?
Where do I begin? I don't want to ramble on. I feel like I'm like rambling on. I'm just
No, you're
there's
not at
just
all.
oh. I feel like it was just I kept saying over and over again, this is such a life-changing experience for me. Like I can't stress like how much this has changed my life. You know what I mean? Like I didn't realize that I needed that support, the friendships, the, you know, just to laugh. Like we were laughing, like, and like not joking about it, but like laughing about it. Like I've never laughed about my the gutter in my life, right? And there was a workshop there about like comedy and stuttering and like being able to laugh about it. And it was a whole conversation. It was a very interesting workshop. I forget the name of the workshop, but and like the whole room was laughing, and I, but it was like, but it was in like a good way. And I turned to my friend who was, and I was like, "This is the first time I've ever laughed about my stutter, ever." And that I've heard others laugh about it, and me not being upset. You know what I mean? It was a whole different experience, and that's just an example of like a way that just being there changed me. Like it was like a freeing place where I can truly be myself and I can talk to my friends and laugh and do things that I'm not able to do usually. You know what I mean? Like all year round at home. And it is an isolating thing when you don't know anyone else in your life who's nutters, right? So just the community aspect, the being able to talk about it and people being like me, like, yeah, me too, or you know, that aspect of like the friendship part is just what made it really just changed my whole life. And just seeing, just meeting the amount of kind, nice people. Like I kept being like, is it just me or is there not one mean person here? Like what is going on? I was like, is every, like, I always say, I feel like I'm like a more patient, empathetic person because of my stutter. And that's a positive thing that comes from that is like, I would never laugh at a person with a disability. I would never, you know, like, I feel like in like a positive of being a stutterer is I'm a lot more patient. I'm just, you know, and I'm like, that really holds true because I'm looking at hundreds of other people who are the same way as me. Everyone's nice here. Everyone's patient. No one's mean. You know, I'm like, okay, like it was like an
This is
interesting.
different.
I was like, this is an interesting thing. There needs to be a study on this one. I'm like, why is that not one mean stutter? Like, what's going on? But just being around people is and learning new things, like learning to own it and to walk in a room and be like, I'm a stutterer. And that's it. You know what I mean? Like just learning certain things like that that seem so simple were not to me, and they were really a life-changing thing that I took away from it.
Wow. So you've learned to own and disclose your stutter. You've met friends that you are still keeping in touch with
Yes.
that stutter. That's huge right there. Was there any one particular workshop that you recall that like really stood out to you?
Yes. Easy answer. It was the Women Who Stutter workshop. I actually wrote this in the after NSA survey when they asked like what workshop, like what suggestions do you have? And I said that there has to, like, I would hope for there to be like that workshop a couple times throughout the conference, two times, three times. Like that was, and for it to be longer. 'Cause as soon as that was over, I was like, wait, no, come back, everyone. Like that workshop to me was just a game changer. Like seeing other, just being around other female energy, because we are the minority in a minority, right? Aren't we like one out of every five, or is it, yes, one out of
One out of
every
every,
five stutterers are female. So learning that, right? And being in a room, a large room, like we had to make room for all of us, right? We just kept coming in and I cried because I said, oh my gosh, there's so many of us. And like that was just a workshop that I could cry now, that really like stands out to me and that I think about often, just being in a room. Because the NSA, like you feel like you're totally safe, like you're in a safe space, but like imagine that times like 20 when you're in a room of all females, right? And just like that was just so beautiful to me. And that was the workshop that I actually wrote. I was like, can we have that a couple times throughout the conference, like maybe once a day? Like I don't know. Just that was really what that one really, really stood out to me and was my personal favorite one. And
Yeah.
also the open mics were great too. That was my first workshop that I went up and talked.
Oh, you did.
At the first timers open mic, I was shaking like a leaf, and I didn't know anyone at that point. I kind of, you make friends, and I had a friend there who was like, "You should come, you should come." And I went, I sat with her, and we were like holding hands and hugging and crying. It was beautiful. And I was like, "I'm scared to go up," and she was like, "You got this, you know." But and then I went up and I talked, and that was also a game changer for me. I think I opened up with, "I don't have anything planned to say. I just wanted to prove that I could come up here." And like the whole room started clapping, and then I was started crying and being like, I've not ever talked about this with anyone, and just the whole room was like cheering and clapping for everyone, and it was just such a community, beautiful experience to see people of all ages, of all walks of life go up there. It was just beautiful. So I think that the open mics and the women who stutter workshops were just, for me, like world rocking. They were like, I was like, whoa, this is what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And as I'm sure you know, women who stutter is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm very passionate about making sure that we're heard and that we have a voice. So I'm just really delighted to hear that that had such a impact on you. We do have the monthly women's online group. I think you've attended once or twice, right?
Yes, I did. I did. And
That's
that
pretty
was my,
cool.
I know. Oh my gosh. I'm like that. I wish you could have that every week, you know? Yes, it was actually so interesting because I was on there, and you can like chat with people on the side. And there was a girl on there who I was hearing her speak, and she said she was from Philadelphia too. And she hadn't ever attended an NSA conference. She was just there as her first time speaking. And her and I exchanged info, and we were texting, and we have been texting, and we keep trying to plan to meet up because because she hasn't experienced the like NSA conference yet. Gotta go. You gotta go, girl. I'm like, come on. But so that was cool because it's like it makes you. Like I'm like, oh, like there's a girl in Philadelphia that like that who's like around my age that hasn't ever met anyone else who also stutters. Like
Hey, that
I'm
was
like,
me.
that's me. So it's cool. Like I feel like I'm kind of at the point where I can be like not helping others, but being like, wait, like you should really think about coming to the conference. It's like if you think that the NSA Zoom for the women who stutter is great, then you should come to the one in person because it's even better. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, so that's cool, you know, to be able to just meet other people, and it's just, oh, I love it. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's
Yeah.
awesome. And there is a Philadelphia chapter of the NSA. Have you checked that out yet?
I did. I have. They did recently an in-person picnic. My new work hours are not ideal. I work late at night now, so, but I do plan on attending. It's also not around me unless I would be open for a Zoom one, but the area that they have it in is not really close to me. But yeah, I do plan on being more involved. I'm still in the new job transition. But yeah, there is an NSA chapter here, and I've attended a Zoom meeting with them. Yeah,
Yeah, I adore the chapter leader, Carmen Shapiro.
Carmen.
She's
Yes.
just She's so wonderful, just so
Yeah.
welcoming and
Yes.
nurturing. And, you
Yeah.
know, she wants to scoop up newbies like you and feel comfortable. And, you know, and it sounds like what you were describing with this other girl that you met in the Philadelphia area, it sounds to me like you're on your way to being a mentor. Because it sounds like you're mentoring her to, you know, come on, you gotta, you know, save up and try to go to the conference next year and it'll be life changing and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, I mean, I could if I could sell out everyone to go to the NSA conference, I would, you know, like, I mean, and so every chance that I do get, like I told a few of the girls in that in the women who stutter Zoom, like we were having a couple chats on the side, a couple side chats, and I'm like, have you ever thought about go? Like, have you ever attended? Because I think I was speaking up of it, how it was like a life-changing experience. And I was like, hey, Pam, like, hey. And I was like saying, like, hey to all my friends. And people were like, oh, like, hey, like the NSA conference, like, what is, and I was like, oh, let me tell you a little bit about this. You know what I mean? I'm like happy to, you know, spread the word that it's even, because I didn't know it was a thing, honestly. And then I was told. So now I feel like it's only right that I tell others about it too, right? Because like, how else would people find out? Yeah, it's, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm like, spread the word. Tell everyone. I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops, you know? It's like that much of a life-changing experience. I heard it was a life-changing experience. And I was like, okay, like we'll say like it's a life-changing experience. Let me tell you, I'm like counting down the days until our next one. That's all I have to say. Like, I can't wait, you know?
So you are planning on going to St. Louis.
Yes. Yes, I am. I heard that the first, if you think that the first conference is amazing and great, then you can't even imagine your second conference. Because at this point, you're not heading in there terrified. You already will see a lot of people that you know. It's like a reunion type thing. Like if you think that the first one was good, imagine how great your second one is. Because you aren't well, walking in there like, ah! You know what I mean? You're like, so I have to go, right? Like it's a place that you can feel that I can feel. Like I can be 100% my true authentic self, and there's not one judgmental negative person in there. It's like just heaven on earth, I think personally.
Oh wow. Wow, that kind of got me a little choked up. I'll admit
Oh.
that. No, that's just a beautiful way to put that, you know. And I was gonna say something like really profound and now it just like went right out of my head. So
Oh
I was gonna say like it was like that for me as well with my first conference. Like, you know, it was overwhelming, it was life-changing, but I spent a lot of time crying because I was just like, I can't believe that this is here and I'm just finding out about it now in my 40s, you know. And then when I went back for my second one, it was like, oh, I know what to expect. I see people that I know where to go. I know how to read the program, you know, and,
Yeah.
you know, so you're right. Like the second one was really what like got me hooked because, you know, like I wasn't feeling like so on edge like I did at the first one, you know? And so, yeah. And then the third one and the fourth one, I've only missed one out of like 16 that I attended. I've
Wow.
only missed one. So yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I cried the whole time. I literally was sobbing like a lot of the time. 'Cause and the whole time I'm like, you know, I've been alone my whole life, and now I'm like like my only regret is not like coming here sooner, right? Like it's like that's the only regret. I sobbed the entire time. I was like literally couldn't keep it together. Like it was just because you could just let the years of holding it in, hiding and being covert out, right? And like it
Right.
was like a sob, it was like a crying of just like every emotion, everything, the years of pain, the years of, of feeling ashamed, like you're letting that out. And you're crying of happiness because like because you're letting it out, right? Like it's just, ugh, oh, I know. I can't wait for this year because I spend majority of the first year crying myself.
Right. So, have you had a chance to talk to the SLP that suggested that you attend? Like, have you had a chance to tell that person how great it was for you?
He was there.
Oh, oh my
I met him for the first time there. Yeah.
God. Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes. That was also a highlight.
Yeah.
And yeah, the key, I think, well, I know he was really proud of me. You know what I mean? Like, and then I told him, that I was
Oh.
asked to speak at the closing ceremony and that was wild. I was like, like I wasn't expecting that one. That really, that was, I know he was proud of me because that's a lot. Like from me, he met me at when I couldn't even speak about it. Like it was like to see, and then to see me, speak in front of 600 people.
Wow.
It's a
That's,
lot.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that not only was he proud of you, you had to have been proud of yourself, right?
Yes. I mean, it was it I feel like I also kept saying like a reoccurring thought that I kept having throughout the conference was the hardest part is the leap. Like the hardest part is getting up out of your chair and walking up to the podium. That's the hardest part, right? It isn't the speaking in front of a room at the open mic. It's not speaking in front of the room at the closing ceremony. That's not the hardest part. The hardest part is literally getting up out of your chair and walking. And I thought that that was just a life lesson in general, right? Like just to take that leap sometimes is the scariest part, and then beautiful things can happen when you do that. And that was a recurring thought I kept having, like just get up out of the chair, get up out of the chair. Like you got just get up and do it. Jump, do take the leap, even if everything. And I was shaking like a leaf. My whole body was telling me not to do this. I was having like a reaction, like a I was shaking, like I couldn't move, right? But I was like, you have to like ignore that, push through that, and just get up and walk up there. And I think that that was a thing that I took away. It like I was of course proud of my self to do that. That was not on my I couldn't have predicted that one. I didn't know that I would have been asked to speak or that I would go up at the open mic or that I would speak in a room full of people and like raise my hand. I couldn't have predicted that, but what I took away from that was like that leap part, like the jumping part. That part really like stuck with me. It wasn't that I spoke to people or that I spoke in a room. It was that I just walked up and did it or tried to do it, right? So that's the thing. And everyone's like, oh, you're probably like really proud. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really proud. I'm really proud. But like, that's not the part that I think about. I think about
Right.
just like the like taking that risk or, pushing myself to do it. is the part that really sticks with me. I don't know why. Just like I'm just like that part. And that can be applied to everything in life, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like our fears can take over, you
Yeah.
know, so when we can like chunk it down to just get up, you know, and
Just do it. Just
do
get up.
it, right.
Just get up, and then really cool things could happen, like really beautiful experiences. Like I don't even remember what I said when I went up there. I don't remember. I have like kind of like a little snippet here and there in my mind, but I don't even remember what I said. But it was just that I went up there
And did it.
and did it. That's the coolest part to me.
Yeah.
And that's the part that like I'm proud of, that I just went up there. It isn't even that I spoke, you know. It was that I went up there. I don't even know what I said, but that I went up there and I did it is what I like. I'll reflect on still is like that's pretty cool that I was able to even just walk up there, you know. Because I would have never, never in a million years have thought that I could or would do that. And like that happened multiple times at the NSA conference. And after each time, when I tell you the adrenaline rush and the high you get off of that, oh, they're gonna have to kick me off of the open mic next year.
Well, maybe next year you'll be leaving one of the open mics.
Oh wow, that would be cool.
You know, like
Yeah.
you'll be able to like, you know, pass that on, you know,
Right.
like the
Yeah.
great experience that you had, you'll be able to facilitate that for other people.
Yeah.
And I think you should keep that in the back of your mind. I think that would be, you know, an easy step forward, you know, for you to make, because it's not like giving like a full workshop on your own, but it would be a great way for you to, you know, foster that for somebody else, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, that's actually r really cool that you would say that because my good friend Amber, it was her second year and she actually hosted the open mic closing too. And I was like, "Oh," and like in my head I'm like, "That is so cool. Like I would do like
There you
I would do that. Like she's so cool. Like that's
go.
awesome, you know." But yeah, that would be really neat. Yeah, just I feel like it is important to, especially for like a newcomer in the NSA conference community to be like local about, you know, how great it is and like passing it on to other people, to other newcomers. I think that it's cool to hear from a person who's like, "Hey, listen, like this is I just like I'm new here too." You know what I mean? Like, so yeah.
Well, we definitely have to make that a consideration for next year. And I can probably help make that happen because I have a little bit of sway.
Just a
Just a little.
little. That would be really, really neat. Yeah.
Well, my goodness, in wind down mode, like this
Oh.
conversation has just been flying, like, and it usually does when two people who stutter get together. But this has been so enjoyable. I've really enjoyed this conversation. What about you?
I loved it, Pam. I really did. It was like, it's just, I'm chatting with a friend. What do you mean? Who doesn't like talking to a friend?
Exactly, right. So
Yeah.
one last question before we wrap up. What would you say to somebody listening that is new on their journey? They haven't, you know, disclosed or, you know, told people that they stutter or what they feel about stuttering, and they've heard about the NSA conference, but they're scared to death. What would you tell them?
Well, that was me. So I would say that the hardest part for me was to get on the plane was to fly there, was to walk into the lobby, was that was the hardest part for me in the NSA conference journey. And then as soon as you're there and you meet one person, and everyone's so friendly, it's just, I didn't like sleep or eat for like the entire time. Like you just, everyone's so nice. And it's just taking that one leap to go to it is the scariest, hardest part. But as soon as you're there, you'll never want it to end. Like we were all crying on the last day. Like we're all counting down until St. Louis. Like the hardest, scariest part is just to go. And then once you're there, you wish that it could be like this every day of your life. And I might start getting emotional, but it's just take that leap. Take that leap and go, and you will not regret it. That's all I have to say about that. You will not regret it. I didn't know how amazing. I knew I had a feeling it would be pretty great, right? But I didn't know that it would be like such a life changing experience in so many ways. And if you're looking for friendship, if you're looking to meet hundreds of people that understand you, if you're looking to have a good time, then just take that leap and do it, because I did, and it was the greatest thing I've ever done. And yeah.
Wow. That is like a perfect way to end our conversation today. That is like so inspiring.
Oh.
And yeah, so thank you, Devin, so much for being on today's podcast. I'm confident that your story is going to inspire other people. So thank you for being a guest today.
Oh, Pam, you're so amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor. It really is. And I always love talking to you, but this is great. It was a true honor. So thank you so much. Seriously.
You're welcome. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
Namana, namana.